Son. Glory, glory be to God on high. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one. Hold that door, please. To the Son of David, glory, glory be to God on high. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Son of David. Blessed is the one.
Let's stand as we sing.
Who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. To the Son of David. Glory, glory be to God on high. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. Son of David, glory, glory be to God on high. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son. Glory, glory be to God on high. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Glory, glory be God on high. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Glory, glory be to God on high. Glory, glory be to God on high. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of all, you have established your rule in our hearts through the servanthood of Jesus Christ. By your Spirit, keep us in the joyful procession of those who with their tongues confess Jesus as Lord, and with their lives praise his name, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. We have a special song by our children.
The godly play. Children have been practicing this song called the Halo Song. So if you were practicing that song with us, please come up and we can teach it to the people. Thank you for coming up. And if you don't know it, come on up anyway. We'll teach it to you. We got teachers that'll help you. And they're going to teach it to you so you can do this too.
We'll continue with our readings.
That's quite an act to follow. First reading is from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud. O daughter Jerusalem, lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. On that day the Lord their God will save them, for they are the flock of his people. For like the jewels of a crown, they shall shine on his land. For what goodness and beauty are his, Grain shall make the young man flourish, and new wine the young women. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Psalm 118 will be read responsively. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God, and he has given us life.
I am the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His
steadfast love endures forever. A reading from 2 Maccabees. Judas Maccabeus and his followers, under the leadership of the Lord, recaptured the temple and the city of Jerusalem. They tore down the altars with which foreigners had set up in the marketplace and destroyed the other places of worship that had been built. They purified the temple and built a new altar. Then with new fire started by striking flint, they offered sacrifice for the first time in 2 years, burned incense, lighted the lamps, and set out the sacred loaves. After they had done all this, they lay face down on the ground and prayed that the Lord would never again let such disasters strike them. They begged him to be merciful when he punished them for future sins and not hand them over to any more barbaric pagan Gentiles. They rededicated the temple on the 25th day of the month of Kislev, the same day of the same month on which the temple had been desecrated by the Gentiles. The happy celebration lasted 8 days, like the Festival of Shelters, and the people remembered how only a short time before they had spent the Festival of Shelters wandering like wild animals in the mountains and living in caves. But now, carrying green palm branches and sticks decorated with ivy, they paraded around, singing grateful praises to him who had brought about the purification of his own temple. Everyone agreed that the entire Jewish nation should celebrate this festival each year. The days of Antiochus Epiphanes had come to an end. And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
Please stand as you are able for the gospel.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, found in the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when tears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage and the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble, mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt. They put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the highest heaven. When he'd entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." And then Jesus entered the temple, and he drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became very angry. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes, you have prepared praise for yourself?'" He left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and he spent the night there. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. I invite our young'uns to come up.
We are marching in the light of God.
We are marching in the light of God.
Come on up, folks. Bring your palms. It's a great song for today.
We are marching.
Sing it.
Oh, we are marching in the light of God.
Awesome. Come on up. I love your flowers.
We are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God.
Awesome. What a great song for us to gather to today, huh? Marching in the light of God. It sounds like Jesus' procession entering into the city. Just like you did, coming into the sanctuary today, waving palms and singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna." Do you know what that means? Do you know what that word means? It means, "Lord, save us. Lord, save us." When we say Hosanna, we are saying to Jesus, we are saying to God, "Lord, save us." Isn't that awesome? Want to try it together? Hosanna. Hosanna. Beautiful. Way to go. And Jesus enters in today in the midst of all of this joy and celebration. This is a festival time in Jerusalem. And he comes in and palm branches are being waved. And all this greenery, it reminds me of spring. It's a time of new growth, of rebirth. All these green branches being waved. People are genuinely happy and excited. Hosanna is something they sing in praise to Jesus. They sing about this one who has come to give them new life, just like spring comes to God's creation. But there's something that's going to happen during the course of this week. We're going to have some other celebrations this week. And on Thursday of this week at 7 o'clock in the evening, you can remind your folks, we're going to have what we call Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday is a time when we celebrate the Last Supper that Jesus will have with his disciples. Some say it's the first communion. We have several people making their first communions today. And then on Friday, we'll gather again at 7 o'clock, and that's when things become pretty dark, because that commemorates the time when Jesus is nailed to the cross on the Good Friday Tenebrae service. But then again, Easter Sunday is coming too. And it's a time of great celebration, a time of the celebration of life and all of God's goodness. And what we need to remember is that even though this palm frond that we were waving, even as we came into worship today, will become a cross by the end of this week, we can remember that God is good. And God never lets the cruelty of the cross be the last word, because there's something even more spectacular coming, and it will come a week from today on that Sunday. So don't miss it. It's going to be very exciting. So remember that the palm fronds that we are waving also remind us of the cross that Jesus bore for us. And we will remember that through the course of this week as we gather in different celebrations. thank you for singing today. Your song was beautiful. When I see your face, I almost see a halo. Thank you to Tom Hokanson for making wonderful songs for our kids and mixed blessings, for leading wonderful music for our children. And thanks to you all for coming and gathering in this place today. You can go back and sit with your folks now, but stay tuned, because we're going to talk more about this celebration day. And we can get together and make some crosses after worship, if you would like. You know, you follow Jesus in the Gospels, and it seems as though he's staying away from Jerusalem. He seems to be avoiding it. And it seems pretty apparent in some cases he's judiciously staying clear of it. He'll make roundabout ways that are described in the geography of the Gospels to avoid Jerusalem. This is in the Synoptic Gospels, the synopsis, seen with same eyes, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John's Gospel is different. John kind of marches to John's own tune. John has a different chronology for Jesus. And it's based on John's Gospel that we have some people thinking that Jesus' ministry was about 3 years long, because there appear to be multiple visits to Jerusalem. And yet in the Synoptic Gospels, we can pretty clearly make a case for a one-time visit. He's been everywhere else in his world, and it's time for him to go. And Luke's gospel says this really well. Luke expresses the urgency of this. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, paralambano, for him to be received, when the days drew near for him to be received, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. I love the intensity of that. You can just see it in him. This place, among all of the others that he's been, where he knows he needs to go, and the time has finally come. And this is in fulfillment of what the prophets have said. In Isaiah, the Lord God helps me, therefore I will not be disgraced, therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near, the prophet says. Who will contend with me? This is boastful. Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? This is brazen. Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Ah, the power of that. And it's in this way that Jesus sets his sights on Jerusalem and heads there at one of the three high feast times that God has laid out from the beginning as times when all Jews are to come to Jerusalem to make sacrifice, to celebrate the Passover, the deliverance from slavery into freedom. So this commemoration festival is taking place, and everybody is going to Jerusalem. It's argued that the standing population of Jerusalem in Jesus' time is somewhere around 50,000 people. Archaeologically, I guess they can kind of figure what the population load or density would be around that time, somewhere around 50,000 people. And yet it's also speculated that during these high feast times, that population might grow by three or four times or more. 150,000, 200,000 people. Okay? In a town that's still the same size it was the day before. So we can imagine, I mean, this is like Woodstock. This is Old Settlers Festival, right? Cramming lots and lots and lots of people for a special celebration into a particular place. Obviously, a divine place, a holy place, but crowded nonetheless, and everybody who's anybody is there, and not all for the same reasons. The Jews are there, 150, 200,000 of them. Anyone who can make it. The synagogue system has already begun to minister to people around the Mediterranean where the diaspora has spread Judaism, but anybody who can should be in Jerusalem at this time, and they come flocking. This is why Jesus and his followers camp out outside the city up on the Mount of Olives. Jesus has friends up there by Bethphage. That's where Lazarus and Mary and Martha live. He's got pals up in that area. And he and his disciples camp outside the city at night because there's no place for them inside. It's like the story of his life. There are a lot of different sects of the Jewish tradition that are there as well. The Sadducees, the ultra-Torahite, ultra-Orthodox Jews of Jesus' time, the ones who lead the temple ritual, are there. And they're there in force. The high priests are there. The scribes, the elders, the teachers of the law are there. And the other primary sect, another primary sect of Judaism at this time, the Pharisees. We've heard of them, differentiated from the Sadducees in certain ways. Ones who have been bought into this speculation that there's something about life that persists beyond this mortality, which the Sadducees don't believe at all because it's not in Torah. So the Pharisees are there, this reformist kind of populist law and order party, but open to new ideas. Judaism is an interesting brew at this time. The Pharisees are in Jerusalem for the Passover festival. The Herodians are there, the followers of Herod Antipas, his entourage. Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great, who was Herod king when Jesus was born, dies, Herod Antipas, his son, takes up for him. I think one of the ways that I best think of the Herodians is like a syndicate or a crime family in Jesus' time. They have some power. They're there because Rome wants them there. And they're intended to help keep order and peace, which they tend to enforce rather brutally. So they're an extension of Roman imperial domination. The Herodians are in Jerusalem this day. I want to make sure I don't leave anybody out. Who else is there? The Sanhedrin. This is the civil authority of the Jews. This is the town council. This is the elders of the people in Jerusalem. And the Sanhedrin are at once intending to be benevolent and good leaders of the people, but they also have the sacrificial animal trade on the routes leading up to the temple, so they're a little corrupt and grafty too. But they're here in Jerusalem for the Passover festival. And you can bet that the zealots are here. They're not wearing zealot t-shirts. This is the insurrectionist rebel faction of Judaism in Jesus' time and before. These are people who believe that the only way that Roman imperial domination is going to be thrown off is militarily. These are, from a Roman perspective, the terrorists of Jesus' day. But from the perspective of many of the people of Israel, they're the patriots. They're the freedom fighters. So it depends on which side of the fence you're on. But they're there. They're in among the crowd in this Passover festival. And of course, Rome is here. Rome is a constant presence. Rome is a constant, oppressive, dominating presence. And with a gathering of 150 or 200,000 Israelites in one place, you can bet that Rome is showing up in force. Because this is just the kind of thing that starts an insurrection, that boils over into a rebellion. And we are not going to have that, Pontius Pilate says, on my watch. So, Pontius and his centurions would be coming from Caesarea Maritima down at the coast, where it's a lot cooler than it is in Jerusalem, where he spends most of his time coming to Jerusalem, probably only when he has to. And up they come in force and enter through the western gates of the city and march right past the Herodian palace and right on to the fortress Antonia to reinforce the garrison in Jerusalem, because there's a whole lot of people here and it's a heady brew. And then comes Jesus from the east, down from the Mount of Olives, where he and his followers have been camping out. And they make what can be no less than sort of a counter procession, maybe even a bit of a mock procession, maybe even a bit of a protest procession. Coming in from the opposite side of the city is the Roman garrison. Coming down from the hills and doing so in such a way that's really going to resonate with the people. They're going to do it exactly as the prophets have laid it out. He tells his folks to go into town and get a donkey and bring it out to him so that he can ride it into the city. And people put their cloaks on the donkey and they throw their cloaks on the ground and they cut palm branches and they begin to chant portions of Psalm 118, Hosanna, Hosanna. Sound familiar? We just enacted it. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the Son of David, the warrior king who united us and made us a people. Blessed is this one who comes to deliver us from the enemies of the people. And they sing and chant this as he's heading into town. We can just imagine that the energy is incredible in this place. Everyone is wondering what's going on. Who is this guy, people are asking? Ah, this is that Jesus, that prophet from Nazareth up in Galilee, where Nathanael says nothing good ever comes from. Remember that? What good can come out of Galilee? This is the one. And they're treated not only to this counter-processional, they're given a flashback to a time of ultimate importance in their lives and in their history. They're reminded of something in their past that has stayed with them for a couple of hundred years before Jesus' birth. And it has to do with another leader. It has to do with another Galilean, whose name, ironically, was Judas. Somebody who led the people in a revolt, in this case, against their Greek oppressors a couple centuries before, and became so strong under the leadership of Judas, who takes on the nickname the Hammer, Judas the Hammer, and who leads the people against their Greek oppressors and defeats them in a battle at a little place called Emmaus. And Judas and his forces return to Jerusalem and retake control of the city in our reading from 2 Maccabees today. We don't get Maccabees read in church all that often, do we? It's an intertestamental book. It's an apocryphal book between the time of the Hebrew Testament and the time of the Christian witness, in that space of about 400 years. And right about in the middle of that, Judas the Hammer defeats the Greeks and returns to take Jerusalem, to recapture the temple, to rededicate, consecrate, and purify a temple that has been mightily abused. And we have the celebration of Hanukkah, the 8 days when the lamps burn within the temple once again, that's instituted at this time. All this happening in between the testaments. And when Judas returns, the people throw their cloaks on the road in front of him, and they cut branches, and they begin to wave them, and they begin to sing portions of Psalm 118, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. They've done this before, when they've welcomed a victorious leader back into the city. And today, Jesus comes reenacting this. He does it to fulfill the prophets. He does it, it's in fulfillment of the Zechariah reading of today. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. We know that Jesus does this kind of thing. He says to John the Baptist when he comes to him in the Jordan River, and John looks at him and says, we have this backwards. You should be baptizing me. And Jesus says, no, let us do this way to fulfill the prophets. We know that he works in patterns like this. And today he rides into Jerusalem and he reminds the people of the last time that they were free. And naturally, they turn out in great numbers and they sing and they praise. They call him the Son of David. And the first thing Judas does, cleanses the temple. Where's the first place Jesus goes when he comes into Jerusalem for the Passover? Straight to the temple. And casts out the money changers and the graft and the greed that has taken root there and turned what he said his father wanted to be a house of prayer for everybody into a den of thieves. He cleanses the temple. Judas the Hammer This is the one who's going to lead us in the overthrow of Rome. This is the one who is going to incite this rebellion that's going to cast off our Roman overlords, just like Judas the Hammer cast off our Greek forebears. But Jesus doesn't confront the Romans. Jesus confronts the people. He cleanses the temple. He chastises them for allowing it to become impure and desecrated and taken over with the things of culture and the world. He chastises them for failing to live in the covenant relationship with God that God has ordained from the very beginning. And he calls on them to remember who they are and who God has prepared them to be. He rides into Jerusalem and begins to teach his own prophetic lamentation from Luke's gospel. If you had only recognized the things that made for peace. The days will come when your enemies will surround you and crush you. Not a stone will be left on stone because you did not recognize the time God came to you. This is one who comes in not as a conquering hero, but deliberately, intentionally, brazenly humble. If that's not too much of an oxymoron, brazenly humble to show people that the way of God is not the way of empire. The way of God is not the way of oppression and persecution and deciding who's in and who's out. The way of God is a way of justice and peace and compassion and love. And the last thing he came to do was to incite violence. It's not the king they're waiting for. In just a few short days, the same people that waved their palm branches and sang and praised God for God's deliverance will turn on him and reject him in favor of one named Barabbas, very likely a zealot. He's in jail for murdering Romans. They will reject him in favor of a zealot. And in just a few short days, that name, Judas, Judas the Hammer, will come from a place of hallowed remembrance among the people to a place of absolute rejection and infamy forever after. Amen. Thank you.
Please stand as you are able. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. Lord God, you are King of all and ruler of the universe. We praise your name and worship you for your faithfulness and love. You have forever blessed us with all we have. Through your grace, you have given the world the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hear us, O God. Lord God, because of the gift of Jesus, we can come to you in prayer, believing that our prayers are heard and answered. Today, we pray for all the leaders of this world that they will lead their nations with humility and wisdom for the betterment of the people of their countries. We pray that they will seek your will and direction in the decisions they make for the people they lead. We ask that you will lead us to see where we can help our leaders and to step out in faith, knowing that you're always with us. Hear us, O God. Lord God, believing that you hear our prayers, we ask for your healing touch on those we pray for this day. We lift up Jordan Davis, Cheryl Henry, Steve Kikta, Tina Russ, Kurt Reach, Joanne Mock, Gloria Hayden, Sam Collins, Danny Santos, Kathy and Bob Rickenberg, Lisa McNeely, George Timmons, Wayne Jordan, Brad Castleberry, Uncle David, Kelly's mom, Diane Schoaf, Hunter and Hannah, Francine and Cameron. We pray for Rosa Hatfield and all the family and friends of George Hatfield at his passing. We pray for Virginia Crunk, for Jeff and Sharon and Elliot and Elizabeth Crunk at the death of Jeff's father, Keith. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disasters and human failings. Hear us, O God. God of all, inspire the work of our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today we remember the people and mission of Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Austin, and bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City, and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of abiding love. Today we lift up Spencer and Joyce Altman, Erica Alton, Ken, Diane, Emma, and Catherine Albin, Denise Alamo, Danny Adrian, and Royce and Sherry Abramson. Hear us, O God. Lord God, thank you for hearing our prayers today. Bless all those in need this day and bless us. And blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings.
Listen to me. I've got wonderful news. Jerusalem welcomes the King of the Jews.
It's time we ignited the dangerous fuse of rebellion.
Rebellion, you say, but it's oh so much more. He breaks down the barriers and opens the door to free the oppressed and deliver the poor. He's Messiah.
Messiah,
now that's a mysterious claim, but soon you will learn that is why he came.
The Savior is here to kindle the flame.
Jesus is Messiah. Jesus is Messiah.
So cut the palm branches and wave them above and throw down your cloaks to pay homage to love. Blessed is Jesus who comes like a dove.
Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus is Messiah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is Messiah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Today being the second Sunday in April, it's Penny Sunday. And so we sing the penny song as we invite our penny offerings today.
Hear the pennies dropping, listen while they fall. Everyone for Jesus, he will get them all. Dropping, 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 hear the pennies fall. Everyone for Jesus, he will get them all. And every penny is a sign of love. So much for the blessing.
Let's stand and pray together. We lay before you, Lord, our cloaks and palms. Receive these gifts as first fruits of our gratitude, signs of our faith in your promise, dedicated to the vision of your kingdom come on earth. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, whose suffering and death gave salvation to all. You gather your people around the tree of the cross, transforming death into life. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and breaks it. He shares it out, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body, broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." And in the same way, he takes a cup, blessing it and giving thanks. He shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember the one who will not back up a step, but holds forever to that vision of God's kingdom come on earth as in heaven. And we pray in the words this one has taught us: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. And those who wish to come forward for blessing are welcome as well. Today we commune by intinction, which means you'll receive a wafer. You'll be invited to dip it in either the grape juice or the wine, as is your choice. I invite you to be seated. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. The ushers will guide you.
If I just close my eyes, I go back to an early time. Dusty roads and swirling sand, palm trees blowing in the wind. I see the apostles and Jesus too. Gathered in a circle round, shadows fall on walls of stone. Break the bread and drink the wine, pass the peace and the cup of life. Gather round to hear what Jesus said. This is my body, it's shed for you. This is my blood, because I care for you. This is my body, to remember me. This is my blood, to set my people free. Though it seems so long ago, we can be there, this I know. Peter, Andrew, James, and John, come to us from Jerusalem. Gather round to hear what Jesus said. This is my body, it's shed for you. This
is my blood. Because I care for you, this is my body. To remember me, this is my blood. To set my people free.
Let's stand and sing together.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in his grace. Amen. We have just a couple of announcements today. Our Holy Week schedule, as we mentioned, is in the bulletin, it's in our e-news, it's all over the place. Share it with anyone and everyone. We hope everyone who doesn't have a place to go will be with us that day, and we hope you'll be right here with us too. Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. Good Friday, Friday evening at 7. Worship at 8:30 and 11 on Sunday, Easter morning, and in between, an Easter continental breakfast this year, and our Easter egg hunt will take place between the services on Sunday morning this year. We're trying it out. We'll see. But there's a request from the fellowship team. Please ask the congregation to help with Easter continental breakfast by providing the following: pastries, fruit, and deviled eggs. There's a sign-up sheet out in the narthex where you can sign up to bring one of those, and in order that we don't all show up next Sunday with deviled eggs. We're also going to gather here at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, 10 o'clock on Saturday, to set up the tables and chairs for the repast the next day. Please come and be a part of that. Many hands make light work, and we will make a wonderful celebration of God's love and goodness on that day. We follow Jesus into town today, singing and waving our palm branches. And we will be with him in the Last Supper. And we will be with him at the foot of his cross. And we will be with him the day shows forth in glory God's goodness on Easter Sunday. Amen? May God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May God look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of peace, Lord of gods, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'll sing your praises, and I'll reign with you throughout eternity.
We go forth together. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please share that peace with each other as we leave, and all who you meet this week, and invite them back Sunday.
Listen to me. I've got wonderful news. Jerusalem welcomes the King of the Jews.
It's time we ignited the dangerous fuse of rebellion.
Rebellion, you say, but it's oh so much more. He breaks down the barriers and opens the door to free the oppressed and deliver the poor. He's Messiah. Messiah, now that's a mysterious claim, but soon you will learn that is why he came.
The Savior is here to kindle the flame.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus is Messiah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is Messiah.
So cut the palm branches and wave them above and throw down your cloaks to pay homage to love. Blessed is Jesus who comes like a dove.
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest.
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus is Messiah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus is Messiah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.